Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Happy 2022. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I am really excited to share today's show with you. Before we dive in, I want to take a moment to share about one of our incredible partners, Epic Will. We talk a lot around here about being a good friend to yourself, and I know this may not sound like fun to you, but it is a way to be a good friend to yourself and to the people in your lives who you love, and it's having a will. See, I've got all the insurance, the security system, my doctors, all of that. I've got all my ducks in a row, right? Right. Well, not all right. There were a few things I had not considered, like having a will set up and an advance directive, healthcare and financial powers of attorney, the building blocks of an early estate plan, real like grown-up Annie stuff. If, God forbid, something happened, I was in an accident and couldn't communicate to the doctors, I wouldn't want my family to be flying blind, not knowing what my preferences are, and left to make really tough decisions. Y'all, wills are not just about our possessions, and they're not something you wait until you're older to do. You do it now. EpicWill.com has seen everything out there, and they've built the most comprehensive self-guided early estate plan for you to protect your family right now. It gives your loved ones that extra layer of protection and peace of mind. In as little as 5 minutes and starting at just $99, you and your family will be protected with an early estate plan. Just go to epicwill.com and use the promo code FUN20 for 20% off. Again, that's EPICWILL.com and use the code FUN20 to receive 20% off. So today, January 6th, the last day of Christmastide, day 12 of the 12 days of Christmas. 12 drummers drumming, right? Sounds like a good time to me. I'm very interested. And I hope you guys had such a great Christmas season, a happy new year. And I'm really glad, as I said, to be back with you today. And it's just me, but we have a lot to talk about, especially today. Today is also Epiphany, a day I have come to love so deeply and so personally. So what is Epiphany? Well, it's always January 6th, so we can start there. Like Christmas is always December 25th. Epiphany is always January 6th. My nephew Sam is perfect and adorable, and I got to actually see him this week. He's about a year and a half old, and I know we all feel this about the kids in our lives, but Sam is really smart. He's like really smart. He's the kind of smart that my mom thought it was really normal to ask Sam to help her find something yesterday. Not like, where are the bananas, but literally find something that was lost. I overheard her asking Sam, do you have any idea where you put the wise men? I mean, it's been weeks since Christmas. And she's like, hello, very tiny human who doesn't really have any words. Could you tell me where those three parts of the nativity set went? And surprisingly, he actually did not recall. But I'm telling you, we all looked at him when she asked him, like he was going to walk right over to wherever he left the wise men a few weeks ago. I had seen him at Christmas walking around with a king in each hand, and he must have found the third at some point. But he would walk around and bounce a little bit and kind of hum, hoping one of us would sing, "We Three Kings," so he could hum along and stomp around the room. He's adorable, I told you. But now my mom's three kings are missing, and that's not great. We've looked everywhere. We've looked everywhere that is Sam's eyesight level, everywhere that he could have hidden them, everywhere he could have stuffed them. They're absolutely missing. And she needs them specifically today, because today is Epiphany. It's a special date in the Christmas story, as it's when people around the world celebrate how a star led the Magi, also known as the Three Kings or the Wise Men, or as I accidentally said at Crosspoint when I taught a few weeks ago, the Wise Guys. This is when they visit the baby Jesus after he's been born. This is the day the church celebrates them arriving to meet the baby Jesus. Here's a story in the Bible. I want to read it to you. It's from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and I'm going to read the NIV version. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." And then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. You may have heard me say it before, but maybe my all-time favorite sermon is from Pastor Chris Nichols at Crosspoint about this exact story. We linked it in the show notes below. Speaking of show notes, y'all know that right here where you are listening, we put links in the app to the guest and to our sponsors. We also post a lot of links for each episode at anniefdowns.com/podcast, usually the morning after the podcast releases. So when you're looking for any of these resources, that's the two places you can go. Okay, back to Epiphany. I won't dissect this story for you right here and right now, but it is thick with details that matter. These guys wouldn't be in the nativity scene, or missing from my mom's nativity scene, if they didn't matter greatly. It's why the church still celebrates this today. So you may know the word Epiphany because of the holiday today, where we celebrate the gifts they offered Jesus once they found him in the right city at the right time. Epiphany is really special to me, really, really special. I don't have time to recap that whole story, but it involves Durham Cathedral in England and the way God showed up in an insane way that I still could get teary about. If you want to read or hear about my most impactful epiphany so far in my life, you can read my book called Remember God, or listen to the audiobook. It's me reading it, because that day, this day, changed my life. I had a profound epiphany on Epiphany. So what is an epiphany? Well, Wikipedia says, quote, "Epiphanies are relatively rare occurrences and generally follow a process of significant thought about a problem. Often, they are triggered by a new and key piece of information, but importantly, a depth of prior knowledge is required to allow the leap of understanding." Wow, I love that. Relatively rare occurrences that follow a process of significant thought about a problem. So today, on Epiphany, I'm asking God for some epiphanies in my own life, and I bet you are too. If you've been with us here at That Sounds Fun podcast for a while, then you probably heard the fasting Q&A episode we released in November. And in that episode, we talked about today. We talked about Epiphany, and we invited you to all join us in a fast today, to give up food, give up one meal today, to consecrate that time to God, to focus and pray, to practice the discipline of fasting. Please drink water even when you aren't eating. To start this year in quite a way. So I hope you've picked a meal today to fast, and I hope you have an epiphany today. So can we just like take a minute and pray for each other as we fast? I'm just going to pray for us. And as I'm praying, my hope is that you will receive this for you, but also pray it for all of our friends, my staff, all the other listeners, all the people who are joining us in fasting a meal today. Yeah, Lord, we give you this time today, this set aside thing, as Pastor Kevin, our pastor of the pod, says that when we fast, we're giving up something we love for something we love more. So God, we're giving up a meal today, food that we love, because we love you more. And we want to see you move in this year, in our lives, in the things that we put our hands to, in our relationships, in our work, in our homes. And so God, we hand this day and every day to you, but on Epiphany, we are thankful. We are thankful that Jesus can be found, that he can be found by anybody. And we ask for the people that we love who don't know you, they would see you. For any of our friends listening who are new to knowing Jesus, that they would see Jesus today, that this epiphany would be for all of us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. HuffPost says, quote, "Epiphanies are mental moments where we have instant clarity, which can turn into motivation to change and charge forward. But not all epiphanies are created equally. It's great to have an epiphany, but what you do with that new clarity is what matters most," end quote. And around here in the office with my team and coworkers, we have had some epiphanies specific to this podcast, and what we do with that new clarity matters the most. We are ready to change, and we are ready to charge forward. So today, for today's episode, I'm going to share with you our epiphanies and the clarity that I have had, that we have had as a team lately. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to invite you to some things. So first of all, let me share some quick epiphanies we've had about the podcast. Since I started the show in 2014, we've had two editors and two producers. One was me. I was an editor and a producer, and it was painful for all of us at the beginning. I am great at talking. I am absolutely terrible at editing and adding music and balance and blah, blah, blah. I am already bored talking about it. The other editor and producer, well, you know and love him, producer Chad from Sound On, Sound Off Studios. When he and his family moved to town in 2015, I think, I begged him to help me with my podcast. And for a price so much cheaper than he was worth, he let me pay him for him to make this show actually sound good, really good. Here was our epiphany last year, though. Between my show and the That Sounds Fun Network shows, we needed a full-time producer who was in the office with us every day. Producer Chad and his team are able to make so many shows possible for so many different podcasters. It wasn't fair to ask him to focus just on us. So let me introduce you to producer Johnny. Johnny, tell the That Sounds Fun friends hi.
Hey, friends. It is so good to meet all of you. I am so honored and grateful to be a part of this podcast and this community. You guys are amazing. And 2022 is going to be awesome. I cannot wait for it.
So you may have seen Johnny on my social media in the past few months, but he's an incredible gift to our team and fits perfectly. He's like a seamless addition to our world here and to our office, and he will help this podcast continue to sound so good in your ears. The Friday before Christmas, producer Chad and I sat in a coffee shop here in Nashville, and I cried a million tears, and he cried a few. It has been a few months since the decision was made and we had talked it all through, but I thanked him over and over for all he has done for me and for y'all and for the show. and we will stay friends forever, I hope. And there will never be a time when he isn't in the story of the history of this podcast. I will be grateful for him as long as I live. He believed in me and in this show before just about anybody else. And in a lot of ways, we are here today because of him. So thank God for Chad Snavely and Sound On, Sound Off Studios. Here is our other epiphany about the podcast itself. We are going to go back to two episodes a week, releasing on Mondays and Thursdays. After the insanity that was 2020 on the podcast, it was a wild year. In 2021, we wanted to make even more shows. I just love podcasting. I love the conversations and the people we get to talk to. I love it. So for the last 6 months, we thought it would be fun to do three episodes a week. And to be honest, I loved it so much. I would do a show every single day, like we get to do in the 12 Days of Christmas, if we thought that was what was best for you and the guests and our team. But as I've prayed and talked to the team and dreamed of 2022, we think it's good and right to do two episodes a week. What that means, sadly, is one less guest per week. And as we are planning 2022, I already am struggling, if I'm honest, with some of the decisions we're having to make about who you meet or hear again and who we can't have on right now because of space. It's awful. So what you can know is that we are being incredibly thoughtful and full of care as we invite guests onto the show. Three episodes a week was good, but it was a lot for you and for me and for our team. Each show you hear, the hour-ish episode, takes about 10 to 12 working hours to create and release and share. And we are happy and so honored to do the work. And we may do more than two episodes a week again in the future, but two a week is the right number for us in 2022. So I just wanted you to know to start expecting to hear a That Sounds Fun podcast episode every Monday, as it has always been, and every Thursday, like today. This also makes room for us to drop some fun ones in every now and again. Believe me, we will, like, soon. And when we get back from this break, let's talk about some epiphanies I've had about you. Hey friends, just interrupting myself really to share with you about one of our incredible partners, Stitch Fix. Listen, style is not one size fits all. Your personal style is about what suits your personality and what suits your body and what suits the moment. So why not shop at a store that is personalized to you and your style? Stitch Fix Freestyle is a shop built just for you based on the style quiz you fill out. Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle. So whether you're looking for a brand you love or to try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop over 1,000 brands and styles personalized to your style and fit preferences. With items for workouts and to wear to work, for lounging around the house, or for a night out on the town, Stitch Fix Freestyle has clothes for any occasion. Plus, there's no subscription required, and they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. Okay, Stitch Fix, we see you. So y'all, get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/thatsoundsfun. That's stitchfix.com/thatsoundsfun to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. Again, stitchfix.com/thatsoundsfun. And remember, these codes are always in the show notes below. I have another amazing partner to tell you about. Oh, Indeed, y'all. You know how much we love Indeed. Start this year off with a great team in place to get the most out of 2022. You can take your team to the next level with a hiring partner that makes it simple to find candidates with the skills you need. That's Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner who helps you attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements, or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant a match as soon as you sponsor a post. You get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description. And you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. One of the things I love most about Indeed is that they get how much it matters to find people with the right skills for your open role. That truly makes all the difference. Indeed makes it easy to hire great talent. According to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. And Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. So join more than 3 million businesses worldwide, including That Sounds Fun Network and Downs Books Incorporated, that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/SoundsFun. The offer is valid through March 31st, so go to Indeed.com/SoundsFun to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/SoundsFun. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. And now back to the show. So I've had a few other epiphanies in the last year when it comes to the work we do, but extra particularly, is that even a word, when it comes to you, the podcast listener. So let's talk about you. Each week, we currently reach about 300,000 pairs of ears, or over 500,000 ear holes, as we like to call them around here. I don't tell you that to have you put it on some sort of scale and decide success or failure or a big crowd, small crowd. I just tell you to say that in no world did I ever dream that many humans would know I even exist on the planet, much less recognize my voice in an airport, even if I have a mask on. I know my voice is weird and it's different and it's very easy to recognize. God knew what he was doing. So my first epiphany about you is this. I'm responsible to God for the minutes you spend listening here. While there are a lot of you here, you, literally you, matter to me. Because when you walk up to me at a coffee shop, or when you show up in the VIP time at one of our That Sounds Fun tour stops, or when you comment on my Instagram, it's not all the ear holes, it's you. You matter a ton to me. And I feel so responsible in front of God to what you hear when you join us here. So let me tell you what that does and does not mean. Well, first of all, it apparently does mean I feel emotional, which I was not expecting. So, okay. What being responsible to God does mean is that I take every guest and every conversation very seriously and with great thought. It does not mean that I agree with everything that every guest says. I know you don't always agree with me or the guest either. There are times when I know some of you are unhappy about a conversation or a guest, and I hear you, but being responsible to God does not mean only having guests on that we agree with on everything or align with perfectly. What being responsible to God does mean is that I will do my very best to model for you what it looks like to be friends with anyone who's willing to be friends, have meaningful conversations that turn, quote, chaos into cosmos, close quote, as Madeline L'Engle says, whenever the guest is willing. You know the rules around here. Every guest you hear is a friend of mine or someone I want to be friends with. I will not interview strangers unless I want to be friends with them. What being responsible to God does not mean is that every person you read or listen to or love is a good fit for our show. And it does not mean that everyone we ask to be on the show says yes. You should know we most definitely get rejected, LOL. I mean, if you knew how much Joanna Gaines rejected us. But I'm all ears to your suggestions of who you'd like to hear on the show and what you'd like us to talk about. So speaking of your suggestions, we actually have a survey we would love for you to fill out. To be honest, I feel something stirring this year. Like things are shifting and changing at That Sounds Fun podcast. Maybe this is the start of the epiphany and I don't totally know what to do about it yet. Remember what HuffPost said, quote, what you do with the new clarity is what matters most, close quote. So I would love some clarity from you. We want to make this show what you want it and need it to be. So In the show notes, you'll see a link to the survey. We're going to give a $250 gift card to one friend who fills out the survey, and you can pick where it's to. You want $250 to Able? Fine. Ladybird Taco, that's a lot of tacos, but you can do it. To an Apple store, to Amazon, whatever you want, it is yours. So you've got a week to fill out the survey. And so until Friday, January 14th, we will close the survey at the end of the day on Friday, January 14th, and pick out one friend who fills out the survey to get the gift card of your choice. And friends, I just thank you so much for using your time to help us shape where the show is going. Your answers are God's answers to the prayers that we are praying about what is next here. We asked this in the survey, but I want to share another epiphany with you. I love doing the Q&A episodes. I absolutely love when y'all send your questions over about a specific topic and we get the smartest people I know to jump in with us and answer your questions. So in the survey, we want to know what Q&A shows you'd like to hear in 2022. If you haven't gotten to hear our Q&A episodes, we've made a playlist of them on Spotify. If you search Annie F. Downs, there's a couple of profiles, which is annoying, but find the one with my picture in the pink shirt. You know, it's the picture that's everywhere. My picture in the pink shirt, and you'll see all sorts of playlists there. So follow, and then all of our episodes with Mike Kelsey are there as a playlist. Our 2021 Christmas favorite songs list is there. All the episodes about Psalm 23, when that was like an accidental theme last year, remember? That's why we want to build these playlists, is when something like that happens, we want to mark it and remember it. And so we have all the episodes where Psalm 23 organically was discussed there in one podcast playlist. And all of our Q&A episodes are there as well. So there are a couple of things you could do for us that I would really appreciate. For starters, fill out that survey, right? Like, we would love, love, love your thoughts. And then also, if you can rate and review the podcast wherever you're listening, on Apple and on Spotify. Spotify actually just released this feature. It really helps That Sounds Fun podcast so much. If you can just take time today, wherever you're listening, just look down at your phone now, give the show 5 stars and a little sentence about why people might like joining us here. Twice a week. Also, would you please share this podcast with your friends? Y'all do it a lot, but I want to ask you, whenever you listen to an episode that speaks specifically to you or you know would matter to someone in your life, just tell your people on socials or on text or whatever. I'm sure you are like me and do this all the time. I'll listen to a podcast episode on Spotify and then immediately hit share and text it to someone that I think will love it. And so when that happens for you with That Sounds Fun, I would love if you would share that with your friends. Hey friends, just interrupting myself one more time to tell you about one of our amazing partners, ZocDoc. So when you need a doctor like now. You don't need to wait a few days, a few weeks, and definitely not a few months. If you need to see a doctor and soon, I'm here to tell you how you can find one. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor, and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. No more waiting on hold to electronic jazz music ever again. Whether you need a primary care physician or a dentist, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, or another specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. So go to ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. If I need to see a doctor, I'm popping on my ZocDoc app to find the right one. I love how simple it is to find the healthcare professionals I need with ZocDoc. It just makes healthcare easier. And now is the time to prioritize your health. So go to ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. So that's ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. And one more partner to tell you about, Beta Brand. Do you ever wake up wishing you could just go to work in your comfy pants? I know I do. In fact, on our last day of work before the holiday break, we declared it on Slack to be a soft pants day. Now you can wear your soft pants and still look and feel put together with Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. These magical dress pants are soft and stretchy, literally just as comfy as yoga pants, but you'll look polished and put together when you wear them. Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants are designed with the fit and flexibility of yoga pants, but with the look of dress pants. They're soft and comfy and perfectly stretchy, and they stay wrinkle-free. You can choose from dozens of colors, patterns, cuts, and styles like bootcut or joggers or cropped or skinny and more. And they have fun limited-time prints, but those sell out fast, so don't wait. I have the zipperless journey pants in black, y'all. They are so comfortable, my word. And here's why women love dress pant yoga pants so much, because they fit so well. Whether you're sitting at a desk for 8 hours or bending and moving all day or running all over town, no digging or pulling or squeezing, they move with you. So you look and feel great all day. And if you think all this sounds good, well, here's what's more exciting. Pockets, machine washable, yoga denim. That's right. Looks like denim, feels like heavenly comfort. Right now, get 30% off your Beta Brand order when you go to betabrand.com/thatsoundsfun. That's B-E-T-A. BRAND.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your order for a limited time. Make sure to use our special URL because it supports the show. Find out why women are buying 5 different pairs of these pants. So go to betabrand.com/thatsoundsfun today for 30% off. And now back to finish up our Epiphany episode. Okay, so I have 2 final epiphanies. Can that be a thing? Can you have 2 final things? One for us and one for me. So my final epiphany for us is this. I think this is a year we grow together. This year, we're going to do 3 specific seasons of reading the same thing, devotionals or scriptures or whatever. I don't know how much you read your Bible or read devotionals now, but I'm just going to invite you to join us this year as we dig into that. Maybe you want to do what I've done recently and read the Gospels every month for the whole year through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John every month. It absolutely changed my life, and it is definitely not too late in 2022 to start. We have a new 2022 Gospel reading plan for you at shopanniefdowns.com. It's absolutely beautiful. And this year, I'm going to read a proverb every day. There are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, so one a day. That felt super attainable to me. So you can either just read one a day, match the date to the proverb that you read. If today is the 6th, you read Proverbs 6. That way you can either keep up and make sure you read them all or just read the one that matches the date. In fact, in our 2022 gospel reading plan, we also included a plan to check off reading the Proverbs. So feel free to join me in that. And we've also talked about listening to podcasts where you hear the Bible. So you could listen to Father Mike Schmitz read the Bible, and you could also listen to the Women of Truth's Table read the Bible. It's a great new podcast. There's also the Bible Project and the Bible Recap, all great resources. But the first thing we're going to do as a group is take a 100-day lap through 100 Days to Brave. It's extra fun this year because 100 Days to Brave for Kids releases soon, and then we will all start 100 Days to Brave together on February 17th. If we start that day, we will finish on May 27th, which is the Friday before Memorial Day. So it will get us to the end or close to the end of the school year. And yes, the kids version and adult version mirror pretty well, not perfectly, but close. So you can read them together in your family, in your house, with your small group or classroom or whatever. I don't want to spoil the whole year for you, but we'll pick up again in the fall with a different 100 days devotional. But I'll tell you about all that as it gets closer. All you need to know right now is you need your copy of 100 Days to Brave. It's available anywhere you love to buy books. It's in English and Spanish and German and soon in Chinese as well. And if you have a mini BFF in your life, your children or your niece or nephew or a young friend you're investing in, we are saying that the age range is probably like 7 to 12, somewhere in there, that they can read it independently. Older than 12, they'll probably want a copy of 100 Days to Brave. Younger than 7, you should probably read it with them. But grab them a copy of 100 Days to Brave for Kids and get ready for February 17th. How to sign up to be a part and get in the group and any more details we have like that, you'll get from me here on the podcast, on my social media, and in our weekly emails, the AFD Week in Review. So as February 17th gets closer, I promise you will hear all the details of how to be a part. Right now, what you need to do is get your copy of 100 Days to Brave and 100 Days to Brave for Kids. So my final epiphany, this one is for me and from me. I've known this one for a while, but I've had some of that instant clarity as of late. And it's so rare that it's just you and me on this podcast that selfishly, this just feels like my chance for us to sit and talk and for me to say all the things. And I hope we've been friends long enough that you know I mean this with my actual whole heart. I am so lucky to get to make this podcast with you and for you. And I am so, so thankful that you trust me with your ears and your mind and your heart and with your time. There are lots of podcasts for you, so many good ones. Heck, we run a network with 10 of the best shows I think exist and more coming in 2022. And you still show up here because we've built something together. You show up at our That Sounds Fun tour events, which are coming up in a little more than a month. I cannot wait. And you show up in comments and emails and in conversations when we are in the same place. And yes, I totally mean it. Every time we are in the same place, please come say hi to me. If I'm on a date, be chill and say hi as we're leaving or something and then ask me later if it worked out. But other than that, yes, come say hi. And my epiphany is I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I don't know that I get to say enough to you how much I like you and how much I like this group that we are in and how much when you say to me, I feel like we are already friends, I feel that too. And so my instant clarity is how lucky I am and how grateful I am and how much I love doing this. And I hope we do this for a long, long time. I am really excited about this year. On the podcast, the shows we have coming for you, the series we have coming for you, what we have already planned for this year, it is the best. It's the best one yet. It's different. It's interesting. It is just new. It's a new year. And I think and hope you're really going to like what we have coming for the show. And we haven't planned so much that your responses in the survey won't continue to shape what we do this year. We've planned the bones. We've got the bones. We need you to help us put kind of the meat on this of what this year will look like. And I'm really excited about the other ways that we get to connect, whether that's social media or the AFD Week in Review emails. Y'all's responses to those are incredible. I mean, we just read every single thing that y'all say back to us after those emails, and it's awesome. And at our live events, at the That Sounds Fun tour stops and other things we have coming this year, I mean, I just am the luckiest. And in a yes and world, y'all know how we talk about yes and. Yes, there are things that are hard about this job and challenging, and I certainly cry for a lot of reasons. One of them, the and here, is how thankful I am. So as we are in our eighth year of this podcast, I just want to thank you. And on this epiphany, on this day where we see Jesus, where we find him, where we take him gifts we have to offer, the best we have that we can put in our hands, that is what I offer him today too, is this show and these episodes and these conversations. I hope it feels like a gift to him. And it is, feels like it to me. Feels like something we make and give. And so it's a gift to me, all these conversations. I hope it feels that way to Jesus. I hope it feels that way to you. So I'm sorry if you feel very hungry today because you're fasting. I hope you'll be all right. You will. I hope you dig deeper into what God has for you today, and I hope you will join us in this year of podcasting and life and whatever That Sounds Fun is to you this year. Thank you for the ways that you love and support our team. Thank you for the ways you love and support the books that I write, the tours that we are out on. I'm just very, very grateful. So I'm going to end the show the way you always do. What sounds fun to me. So I'm going to now pause enough time for you to say, hey, Annie, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you. So you say that out loud to me. So this is like an interview. Ready? Go. Thank you so much for asking. I really appreciate you asking. What sounds fun to me today on Epiphany? Well, fasting like you, I will be happy to eat. Also, what sounds fun to me is it is really cold in Nashville and I have this super heavy blanket. And so what sounds fun to me today is getting under that blanket, reading a book that I'm loving and drinking a chai. I know it's not Chai Day Friday, but it's today, this Thursday deserves it. This Epiphany deserves it. So, friends, I look forward to hearing your thoughts and hearing back from you. And I think those are all the epiphanies I have for you today. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's how you can find me. And just a quick reminder, I'm not in my DMs in any of those places, but you can always comment. I see all of those and respond to them. And I think that's it. You guys, go out or stay home. Do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Stay safe, friends. Stay healthy. As we said on Annie and Eddie, keep talking. Go wash your hands. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday, resuming our Monday-Thursday rhythm with a great conversation with worship leader Jen Johnson. Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks for listening to me talk. And again, if you get a chance to fill out that survey, that would be so, so helpful. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys on Monday.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.